Hello, this is Tom Castaldi out on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with us on an audio walk through some Indiana history. Otto Elmo Lincolnhilt appeared in silent films as Elmo Lincoln, a name no longer as familiar, but remembered as one of the Tarzans from Indiana. Otto was born on February 6, 1889, in Rochester, Indiana, to Lewis and Eldora Lincolnhilt. He attended Lincoln School and was remembered as the biggest boy in the class. Otto decided to leave Rochester with hopes of becoming a railroad engineer. After several hands-on jobs in 1910, he got work on a railroad that took him to California. 3 years later, David W. Griffith spotted Elmo working as a lifeguard. Noticing his imposing physique, Griffith asked Elmo if he'd like to work in the movies. Bit parts in the 1913 production of Judith of Bethulia and Birth of a Nation in 1915 led to a leading role in Edgar Rice Burroughs' original silent film success, Tarzan of the Apes. At 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighing 210 pounds, Elmo could puff up his chest from a normal 48 inches to a Tarzan-like 53 inches. Even in those days of silent films, Tarzan of the Apes was one of the first movies to gross over $1 million. It led Otto, using his stage name Elmo Lincoln, to become famous, taking lead roles in The Romance of Tarzan, Adventures of Tarzan, and King of the Jungle. His successes continued before he left the big screen in 1923. In 1951, Hollywood's newspaper, The Citizen News, noted Elmo Lincoln is generally recognized today by film industry veterans as an authority on film since their inception. Elmo died on June 27, 1952, and his ashes placed in an unmarked grave in California. Later, the Fulton County, Indiana Historical Society arranged for Elmo Lincoln's remains to be brought home, where his memory is celebrated as Fulton's first Tarzan. Following Elmo, the Tarzan film role was taken over by Gene Poehler, Dempsey Tabler, and then another Hoosier, James H. Pierce. Born in 1900 in Freedom, Indiana, Pierce graduated from Indiana University at Bloomington in 1920. A good athlete, he played center on the varsity basketball team. In 1923, Pierce met his future wife, Joan Burroughs, the daughter of Edgar Rice Burroughs. When James first met his future father-in-law, Burroughs remarked that Pierce was the man he had always envisioned as the Tarzan character. James got the part, produced by Joseph P. Kennedy, but unfortunately the silent film did not compete well with the early talkies being introduced to the public at the time. Joan Burroughs Pierce played Jane in Pierce's film. Later, she again teamed up with her husband in a series of nearly 400 radio shows. Their Tarzan radio series enjoyed a 5-year run that was heard in countries around the world. Meanwhile, MGM had obtained the film rights to a Tarzan book and decided to feature Johnny Weissmuller as their main man, leaving James Pierce behind. Elmo and Pierce are names lost in sentimental obscurity as an on-screen Tarzan. However, they remain an important part of Indiana's rich history. For NIPR, I'm Tom Castaldi, inviting you to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.